Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, back in the hotel room, Andrew sees three missed calls from Nathan, who's his roommate, and he calls back Nathan, and in the background, you hear Issa.
Yeah.
So, of course, hating ass Molly has something to say.
Yeah.
Talking about how Nathan ain't shit, and Issa just likes things messy, and this is where Andrew had to explain to her that, you know, Nathan was, when he disappeared that last time he ghosted, he was actually going through some mental health issues, and that shut her up real quick.
Yes, it did.
So then Molly finally comes out in this lingerie.
Which was cuter on.
It was cuter on.
Yeah.
This is how she should have presented it from the beginning.
Right. Right.
Came out her lingerie, ties Andrew up, and it's like, you know, you
feel like, listen, listen. And we were together. Me and Natasha were together during this moment with our chins to the floor.
On the ground.
This bitch got on top of her man and said, "You have to eat this ass and spread her cheeks on HBO."
Yes, literally, manually spread her cheeks. We saw the entire movement of the spreading.
We've never, okay, so I, in my 30 years of life, never seen an Asian man in a sexual situation on TV.
I can count on, like, one finger, Crazy Rich Asians. Like, really, we don't get a lot of examples at
and
all.
And that was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on TV, on an episode?
True.
Never.
No.
And then to have seen him eating a black woman's ass? This show is transformative.
This is a pioneering moment in the history of television.
Groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. It is happening right now all over the world, all the time. But it is groundbreaking for TV.
To be seen on television. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were hollering and just... afterwards, we were like, oh my God, we've literally never seen that on TV.
Never. Mm-mm.
Ever.
Nope.
Huge. Shout out to Issa out here just... Yeah.
And
true representation.
Director Jay Ellis.
And Jay Ellis, yes, who directed this episode. Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't think about that part. that layer to this.
I know.
Damn. Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, the next day they're all at the pool, and we learn a little bit. This was kind of quick, but we learn a little bit about Andrew's like family life. His sister Fiona.
Yeah.
That Molly had brought up before, and he kind of, like, you know, pushed it to the side.
Brush her off,
But there's a sister. Her name's Fiona. She lives in Seattle. Mm-hmm. She works at a sandwich shop. She's doing well. It's, like, very mysterious. Andrew hasn't really talked to her. So something, just another layer there to him.
Going on with the sister.
So they're in the pool, and someone splashes, and water gets in Lydia's eyes. And so Molly, you know, goes out to grab a towel. And when she's at the towel stand, the lady's asking her for a key card, and Molly doesn't have it with her. And the lady, she's like, you know, well, unfortunately, hotel policy, I can't give you a towel. Now Molly starts to get irate.
Crazy.
And, you know, the white people who just left, I didn't see you ask for a card. And the lady's trying to, like, calm her down, like, you know, please calm down before I have to get my manager. And luckily, Victor is passing by, and so he's able to show the card and get the towel. And Molly just snatched that towel so chest.
Yeah, from that didn't lady. Even look at Victor.
Didn't even look at Victor, grabbed that towel and was like huffed out of there.
And there were a lot of layers to this because we heard Molly speak Spanish mm-hmm. when they got there.
This is true. Mm-hmm.
That lady was trying to de-escalate the situation in English. Mm-hmm. Molly could have switched to Spanish.
Yeah, true.
And tried to communicate with her in a more effective way.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah.
Could have. Chose not to.
No.
Chose to keep speaking English.
Yeah.
Also, we saw the white people get the towels. We did not see old girl ask for said key cards, but we don't know when she would have asked for said key cards.
Exactly. And Molly, we all came in at the same time together. We don't know if the key card exchange had already happened, like all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when Molly gets back to the pool, she's tight and Victor is just like, you know, the towel lady, she was being very intense about her job. And Molly goes in, she's like, yeah, well, she was being selectively racist. And I literally saw her give a white couple towels without question. And so Victor is kind of like, you know, pushing back and he's like, you know, just to ask. God. I know he's playing this devil's advocate foolishness.
That guy.
Which I fucking hate.
He's that guy who stirs the pot because it's interesting.
Yes.
Because he's not interesting because he's boring.
Yes, exactly that. Guy, and he literally said, just to play devil's advocate. And I was like, here this fucking goes.
Just to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's like, do you really think it's about race? You know, what if it wasn't about race and she was just doing her job? You know, you don't know for sure. So you could be making your life harder by assuming. Which now, Andrew just tells him to shut up in Chinese. He's like, bruh,
right.
We're not doing this.
Let's not,
And, you know, Victor's like, I get it. It's a thing. I experience racism too. Mm-hmm. But how I react to it is my choice. You don't have to give it so much power. Now, Molly, her response, and this is where Lydia was even giving her the side eye, like, bitch, what? Lydia was like, her biggest fan was like, oh, girl, nope. Molly was like, well, that's easy for you to say. Y'all only consider yourself people of color when it benefits you. And Andrew and Lydia, they're all like, what? Nope, that's not true. That's not true, not cool.
And especially now, I can't even think pre-coronavirus, but especially now with coronavirus, how people were.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Acting towards Asian people in March.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were so wildly racist and accusatory. Yep. Mm-hmm. I can't even think to say that to anyone Asian.
Never.
Never.
And, yes, and Molly just kind of, you are dating an Asian man.
Like, girl, you are on an Asian family vacation. I don't know if you know.
You're on an Asian family vacation. Yes.
You hiked up them mountains with them people. You have to respect. And when Andrew was speaking Chinese to his brother, you got to respect that shit too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or you get to crack it open, that Rosetta Stone. Because, girl, this is part of it.
Yeah, that's true. So that was whack of Molly, this complete and utter just disrespect. She's trying to get in at Victor, but in essence, she disrespected the sister-in-law, her own
Asian
man.
Asian people.
And just Asian like, people in general.
Yeah. It's
rude. And so she's just left there looking dumb because even her boyfriend is like, what? No, that's not true. And she, of course, just gave up and she's like, nope, I'm out. And she was gone and she's like, fuck you, Andrew, get your fucking brother. Just yikes just, all around.
Yep.
Terrible. She massively overreacted. Like, I know we talked about it after when we watched it together.
Yeah.
Massively overreacted. Like, I get it when you see things that you do feel like affected you because of race. And, you know, how I would have handled the towel thing way differently than Molly. I mean, even in a situation where I felt like it could have been racially motivated, like, as the brother said, and he's annoying and an idiot, but it's how you choose to react sometimes.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's just a towel.
It's she wasn't just trying a towel.
It's not her trying to get to her room or trying to get breakfast or something wild. Mm-hmm. It's just a towel.
It's just a towel. So but Molly's just in this space where she just can't let go of anything.
Anything.
So even the towel lady's going to get it. Which is just, it's just so, that's an exhausting space to be in.
Yeah.
Especially as a black person, you got to pick and choose your battles because we out here fighting every day.
But also, Molly has only dated black men in the past.
Yeah.
And like we said, she's on an Asian family vacation that I don't think she expected to be on.
No. Yeah.
So she's going through so much change, and I think she never acknowledges it.
Yeah.
She just keeps it moving and then buries, and then is shocked when she blows up at, you know, something so little.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. So that night in bed, neither Molly nor Andrew are sleeping. I'm just staring up at the ceiling. The next morning, it's definitely awkward. Andrew, he was up earlier than Molly, but when he comes back, he tells her that, you know, he talked to Victor. He admitted he was wrong. He was sorry for how he, you know, reacted. And the next scene, we just see Molly walking down the beach, just kind of...
This was my low-key sleigh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl. Yes. Mine, too. I already knew that was coming. Like, oh, yeah. This was the look.
This was such a good one.
Oh, my God.
This was every... I love a tone-on-tone-on-tone, and Molly does a tone-on-tone.
She does.
Yes.
Complete one tone, the whole outfit. Yes. The whole outfit. Yes. Every episode, at least one of her outfits is full tone. Yeah.
It was gorgeous. It was ribbed. I love a ribbed something.
Nice texture.
And it had a duster. I love a duster that doesn't look like a muumuu.
Oh, like the long like kimono thing. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, it just looked really, really good. Skin tone looked popping with it. It was just a good all around vacation look.
All around. She looked very rich and luxurious.
So rich.
She looked so rich.
Yes.
I look broke as fuck on my vacations. I'm just wearing, I don't wear like looks as I should.
You don't?
Not real. When I go to the beach, I just put on what's like convenient, like a one piece and like some cut off shorts or like.
What?
Sometimes I'll try to piece a look together, but it don't look rich and luxurious. That's for damn sure.
Come on. That's how
I know.
What?
I could do better. I'm out here looking.
No.
Real Salvation Army out here. which is where my clothes are from. So.
And there ain't nothing wrong with the Salvation Army. You're doing the environment a favor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you could definitely do this. You know me and my group, we have spreadsheets that we go through.
I know you
night
do.
By night.
I know. But I did, it made the cape, like, long kimono thing. What do you call it? What were you calling it?
A duster.
A duster. Like, that, yeah. I love that look. Like, that vacation look. I need to, like, invest in more of those pieces. And, yeah.
Yeah, you can wear them in South Jersey.
Exactly. Walk through Cape May with my shit on. But yeah, Molly, she's strolling down the beach looking just like a rich black, you know, entrepreneur of some sort. And she is sitting down. She places a call and she calls up her therapist, Dr. Rhonda. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God. She leaves her a message asking for an appointment, saying she's been having a hard time letting things go. And which is recently, we have so many things. Issa, her father, the towel lady, like so many things. She's just not letting go.
And
she booked that appointment, which thank God, because we've all been screaming all season long, even on Twitter, why is Molly not in therapy?
Yes.
My God.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. I thought she also called her as if she was calling a friend.
Yeah.
I've never called a doctor to say, I can't, you know, I'm having a hard time letting things go. No, I need an appointment. You got any next week?
Yeah.
I'm free after six. Thanks.
Yeah, it's very, like, cut and dry, clinical.
Yeah, like a medical doctor, but she didn't call her like that. She called her like she was her friend.
Yeah, she needs a friend, and she can't call the one, you know, closest one she got, so.
Yeah.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.